This podcast is brought to you by Real Life Captioned Eroticas. Check the link in the description for the sexy, visualized stories of your dreams.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
The next story is posted by user In Your Head and Your Guts from r/erotica. The title of the story is Drinking Too Much Was Almost Bad and Then It Was Pretty Great. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the story.
You all know that we live in an era where consent is finally talked about and important, and that people who are under the influence can't give consent. I actually love that this is the new standard. I hate when people brag about getting him drunk like it was some conquest to be proud of. That said, getting drunk and fooling around is fun, right? Even when it's a newer relationship, finding that line between okay and not okay can be more work than fun sometimes, which can be a bummer. But at least no one walks away feeling violated. We all do our best, right? Right, back in the day, I had a very social girlfriend. I say girlfriend, but really she was a really cool, cute girl who stalked me and told me I was her girlfriend, and though I really didn't want one, I went along with it because of enthusiastic blowjobs. She had a lot of friends and was a sweetheart. Many of her friends were sweet ladies, too. My guy friends and I minded RPS and QS around them and definitely did not disrespect them. Lots of fun socializing happened that us knuckle-dragging hornballs would never have otherwise been a part of. They liked road trips, as in, let's all go to Canada for the weekend. And then cram 10 or 12 of us into a van. We were driving up to Vancouver from south of Seattle. So 3 minutes, 4 hours there. We would rent hotel rooms or bed and breakfast rooms and explore the city, shopping and sightseeing during the days and going out to clubs, bars at night. We would all get tipsy and safely make it back to our rooms. Fun times. Again, we guys are on best behavior. I should point out that usually, it was me and maybe 2 other guys plus 7 or more women. The odds were awesome. And we loved it. One trip, after a rather raucous drinking adventure at a nightclub, we all got lost and had to rent another hotel room because we were too drunk to remember where our other rooms were. Seriously. Saw a motel and said fuck it. 2 queen-sized beds and a couch. 12 people. No problem. We all just passed out. In various states of undress. I was annoyed because I like to sleep nude. And that wasn't going to fly. I had dumped cash for the room. So I had flopped right into bed. Then my girlfriend. Then her best friend. Then another female friend. No, no sexy time happens here. Just drunk idiots passing out. When I wake up, the sun is stabbing me in the skull through my eye nugget. And there's a big old titty in my hand. Also, I'm half hard and kinda lean into that sexy ass in front of me. Oh shit. Not my girlfriend. Quick pull back there. I realize that the best friend is asleep on my arm while I have her titty firmly in my hand from under her commie. My girlfriend is nestled into my back. I'm no idiot. So I'm navigating how exactly to remove myself without waking anyone when I hear my friend Ray laugh quietly. He sees my impending doom. I'm pretty sure that I used every ounce of grace that I was ever blessed with to get out of that bed. And Ray and I went outside quietly, me in my boxers and him fully dressed, outside this motel. There was a sports field, and we sat there lazily smoking and laughing at how fucked I almost was. It would not have been cool if either of them woke up first to find me straight groping the best friend's boobie while grinding my morning wood into her. Yikes. Once everyone woke up, we all decided to go find breakfast before finding and returning to our proper hotel rooms and shower. So, grungy post-drunk brekkie then a fun day. Of course, the ladies don't want a diner, they want somewhere nice. Rip my wallet, to be fair. We found somewhere great and it was an incredible meal. We did end up easily finding our original hotel. Got cleaned up and had a wonderful day, followed by a fun night out with slightly less drinking. We returned to the States the next afternoon after sharing another great breakfast at our new favorite place. Fun trip. I didn't get slapped, and Ray never sold me out. Well, sorta. In the van, on the way home, Ray asked my girlfriend if she and Eileen slept in one of the beds together, or if we all did since they seemed like cuddlers. Eileen quickly replied I don't think he would be up for sharing. I slept by myself, to be clear. She was almost always in our room when we booked rooms, sometimes her and another girl. No sexy time for me on these trips. No biggie. Ray laughed and changed the subject. So. Apparently, Eileen asked Ray later why he laughed so hard and he refused to elaborate, just saying no reason. Eileen eventually brought it up to my girlfriend. And then again to both of us over coffee a couple weeks later. Obviously. I'm concerned that she might not have been asleep for the booby holding after all. I just tell them both the truth. And they find it hilarious. We all agree to never let any of the other friends know. And I promise to try not to grope Eileen when we all pass out drunk. She winks and says maybe I'll get you drunk and see what happens. And my girlfriend laughs and says yeah. Or maybe I'll grope her and not let you. The thing is, I know I can't show interest here. Or can I? Danger. Look out. Don't listen to your dick brain, self. I let it drop out of sheer self-preservation. After that, every time we would drink, they would tease me, and I would pretend to be offended at the idea. Finally, I just responded, and what are you to do when I'm too horny and just grab both of you? No joke, they were almost synchronized in grabbing my hands and putting them on their breasts. I didn't shy away. I grabbed handfuls of both of them and alternated eye contact as they both just let me enjoy them. I did stop it and say that we had all had too much to drink. The next day, Eileen came over to our place and straight up asked if we could continue sober. My girlfriend responded yes, far too quickly. And I spent too long hemming and hawing about if everyone is okay with it and we all stop if anyone feels uncomfortable. And so we sorta stood there. My girlfriend said, I'll get wine, and laughed. Eileen wasted no time losing her top and bra. And holy yes were those breasts great. Let me stop here to describe these two ladies. Eileen was short, thick, and sexy as fuck. 5'0", 150, triple D. Long black hair, green eyes, Jewish mother. An Iranian father. My girlfriend was 5'6". 120, C-cups, high cheekbones, sorta like Cindy Crawford. She was stunning then and surely will be her whole life. Freaking smoke show. Anyway. My girlfriend came back with wine for the two of them, and they alternated making out and drinking wine while letting their free hand roam. I poured myself some wine and stripped naked as I approached them. My girlfriend grasped my cock as she kissed Eileen deeply. I helped her finish undressing and took their empty glasses to set aside. I downed mine and quickly removed Eileen's skirt. There was no objection. And I admired her body. I let my hands linger on her while I again kissed my girlfriend. And I felt them both move in to touch me. I let them lead with their hands and mouths. And it wasn't long before Eileen was holding my thick cock from behind while kissing my back. And my girlfriend was enjoying me caressing her neck while we kissed slowly. Her hands were on my chest lovingly and she kept stealing glances of her friend stroking me with both hands. I let myself relax and enjoy it all. Nothing felt off or jealous. I let my hands fall to my girlfriend's hips and guided her to the couch, where I laid her back and began going down on her. Eileen moved to be next to her so she could kiss her again. I later found out that this evening was the first time that either of them had kissed another woman. They were ravenous and excited. It was hot as all fuck, and I was getting really hard. I felt my girlfriend getting close to orgasm as my thick fingers worked her G-spot and my lips and tongue danced around her clit. I took my time softly sucking her labia while keeping pressure in all the right teasing places before smashing my tongue around her throbbing clit. I massaged it exactly how she needed it and she came. Eileen stopped kissing her to watch her come. And she was flushed herself. I ran my hands up my girlfriend's body, feeling her tight tummy, sides, and grabbed her proud breasts as she caught her breath. I laid my rigid cock on her stomach and told her I was going to take what was mine. She smiled and said, "Fuck me, please." I wasted no time grinding my cock head into her wetness, feeling it stretch a bit. But not enough. I watched her labia soak me as I teased between her clit and her entrance. And after a bit of that, I put my hands on her hips and entered her. She always took time to adjust to my girth. And this was no exception. She laid back and held her breasts as she rubbed her nipples and groaned. I slowly rotated my hips and made slightly bigger thrusts, until I was halfway in or so, and got into a good rhythm. She wrapped her legs around my back and took me as she enjoyed it. Eileen surprised me by touching my face and kissing me. It seemed to turn everyone on. So we made out as I fucked my girlfriend deep for quite a while. She came several times like that. I ended up wanting more. And so I stood up, putting my girlfriend into position on her knees with her face on the couch so that she could take me deeper and harder. I was in a mood, can you blame me, as I pounded her. Eileen watched her ass bounce and kept leaning in to watch my cock disappearing into her best friend. I know she must have thought about the fact that we fucked. And I'm sure they'd talked about my size, but she was almost entranced by watching it. I kept her back with my body language and just enjoyed my girlfriend. Once she completed a series of orgasms like that, I knew she needed a break. So I slowly pulled out of her and turned to Eileen. Lick me clean, I told her. Don't forget my balls. She jumped right to it. And it was so nice. Her passionate little tongue danced all over my cock. And she held my balls in this amazingly firm but safe grip as she bathed them with licks and kisses. My girlfriend watched and smiled. She was recovering her composure. But I'm a horny boy. I grabbed Eileen by her hair as she licked up and down my shaft. And I pushed her face into my girlfriend's pussy. Do a good job licking her, I said. Put your mouth where my cock just was. Worship that pussy and make her come. She really dove into it. And again, I found out later that this was all a first for both of them. I would never have known, since Eileen was on her knees on the floor licking her. I started fingering her from behind, switching to my thumb to better lean over her and asked my girlfriend if she was doing a good job. She looked me in the eye and said that she was. I asked if she was going to make her come. And she did, almost as a reply. I pulled my thumb out and laid my cock on her lower back, asking my girlfriend if I should split her little pussy in half. She got a big grin and said, go for it. I leaned back and pressed my cock head against her.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
And waited for any hesitation or resistance. I looked my girlfriend in the eye and pushed harder than I should have. Eileen grunted but didn't stop licking. I flexed my cock inside her and started pumping away. A little bit more every thrust. She took it like a champ, and my girlfriend really enjoyed the sight. After some time, she worked herself out of this tangle of bodies. And we got Eileen on her back so all three of us could watch her breasts bounce and her well-manicured pussy take my veiny cock. My girlfriend was right next to me, kissing me, touching her, bending down to kiss her face. Glorious. We did take a few breaks and ended up killing 4 bottles of wine that night. But we had some incredible sex together, lots of great communication, and no jealousy issues at all, even moving forward. My girlfriend didn't mind if Eileen started kissing me because she was horny. It was never obvious to anyone else in our lives. And it only ended because life happened and we moved apart. Lots of great sex stories in between, though. That girlfriend and I did grow apart, but I stay in contact with Eileen. We've kept in touch as friends and as lovers. And I wouldn't be surprised if she joined me in bed again in the future now that COVID vaccines make travel more reasonable. I suppose it comes down to how she gets along with the women in my life now. They're a handful, of course. I love handfuls, especially handfuls of tits.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.